It's going great. We started on Monday officially, and we've been going strong ever since. We have a scrimmage tomorrow and Saturday. That's how fast we're getting started up. But we've got the kids coming in. They're excited and ready to get after it.
What kind of shape are the Cubettes in? Did everybody come back in shape and ready to go?
Absolutely. For the most part, all of them have been working hard with the SSI and the SAC and the strength and conditioning. Some of them playing some sand and going to nationals and that. So we're getting them all back together in the gym, and all of them are focused from last year's group that are ready to go and do it again.
Speaking of last year's group, you've got a heck of a core of players coming back, six players that received all-district recognition, as well as a solid group of players moving up. Talk about this year's team.
You're going to see a lot of defense. We hope the ball doesn't hit the floor on our side very much, and a more of a quick offense, exciting offense, and fun to watch. We can't wait to put it on the court and start working on it tomorrow at the scrimmage.
What are some of the things that you're working on here early in practices, these first couple of weeks? What are some of the most important things you want to see out of this group?
Well, it's serve-receive. If you can't pass the ball, you can't run your offense. So we've been working on all the finer techniques of serve-receive and passing, and just getting the right group of kids together and making sure we have the right combinations of people who can set, who can hit, and, you know, just replacing those seniors, you know, is a tough job. So we're trying to do that right now. That's what we're doing.
Who are some of the athletes that we're going to be hearing from this season? Who are some of the key players?
Well, Brooke Binky's back again, and she's tougher than ever, and she's a junior. And then we have Tanner Dickens is a senior. She played right, and you'll see her in left and middle and all over the place this year. And Kaylin Cruzy, she was our setter last year, and she's going to be swinging on the front line some this year. She's got a great vertical jump, and we're going to use her in both aspects, just not just setting but hitting also. Her and Tanner are great leaders, senior leaders for us this year, and they're focused.
Now you've got, as you mentioned, two scrimmages, Friday, Saturday. What are the things that you want to see out of this group this early to feel good about where you're heading?
Well, I think, you know, you talk about us having six people back and the way it's specialized in volleyball, too. It's exciting, but yet we have a lot of really young kids, too. We're mixing with, like, five sophomores, possibly, on the team, too. So I'm going to have to be patient, and if we can serve, receive, I'm looking for that. And then hopefully our offense will start gelling. I imagine tomorrow will be pretty rough, but we can get some idea of what we need and what our personnel is going to be. Then after that, by Saturday, we're going to Katy, and that's playing in the big league. So I'm excited. I want to see our defense. We've got an excellent defense. I want to see them going up against big kids that are hitting the ball. So that's what I'm looking for, seeing that our defense hopefully is as good as I feel like it's going to be, and our offense, running our quick offense.